EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3A, Easy to Understand and Subtitling. Element 3, Technical Aspects. Video Lecture, Subtitling Principles, Guidelines and Conventions. I am Luis Alonso from Universidad de Vigo, Spain. And in this short video lecture, I will give you a quick overview of the subtitling principles, guidelines, and conventions required for easy to understand subtitling. Regarding visual aspects, subtitles should be placed at the bottom of the screen, provided they do not hide relevant visual information or inserts. Should that be the case, they should be moved either horizontally up or upwards to where no relevant information is obscured. As for the number of lines, subtitles should contain a maximum of 2 lines and follow a pop-on or block presentation, which yields better reading results than, for example, scrolling subtitles. They should also be written in a size and type of font that is easy to read, such as Arial, Verdana, Tiresias, or Bianconera. Readability is also improved when there is enough color contrast between subtitle characters and its background. This can be achieved by using boxes, borders, or shadows. As for the temporal aspects, one of the main issues to address is reading speed. Intralingual subtitling guidelines in different countries, those of the BBC in the UK, the CAB in Canada, ABC in Australia, FBO in Denmark, DCMP in the US, and UNE in Spain, recommend a maximum of 16 characters per second for adults and between 10 and 12 for children. Other issues regarding the temporal aspect of subtitling are: number one, a minimum duration of a subtitle on screen, which ranges in different guidelines between 1 and 2 seconds, and number two, the need for a gap between subtitles for the viewer to detect a subtitle change, which again ranges in different guidelines between 2 and 4 frames. Finally, subtitles should be in synchrony with the audio, and subtitle changes should match with short changes, ensuring that wherever possible, subtitles are not displayed across different shots. With regard to the typographic conventions, subtitlers should follow those used in the subtitles of the language of the recipient for whom the subtitles are intended. Proper text division is fundamental because it makes subtitling easier to read and understand. Subtitles should be segmented at natural linguistic breaks, that is, respecting syntactic groups. The decision between creating 1-line or 2-line subtitles depends on the pace of the scene. 1-line subtitles reflect quickness, whereas 2-line ones reflect calm. Subtitlers should also bear in mind the common rules of easy language on the text level, especially the need to adjust content and information structure to the target groups. Regarding language criteria, most of the basic common lexical and syntactic rules of easy language displayed in Unit 2, Element 1, can be applied to subtitles. You can also watch the video lecture, subtitling parameters, editorial aspects. And we recommend that you look into the rule sets of your own language. This video lecture has been prepared by Ana Pereira and Luis Alonso from Universidad de Vigo. You can reach us at pereira@uvigo.es and lalonso@uvigo.es.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.